I am happy and thrilled. I have in my never nicotine stained fingers the please come to the post office and collect the response letter from Taiwan's immigration. It's historically speaking, it's utter BS. Their response is probably the letter that they give me will probably be something that I can use in court against them because they're that stupid. If it's not, I mean, historically, they do such stupid things. If it's not, then I will be very pleasantly, very surprised. And it'd be great. But the thing is this, I structure my life so that I won't care what they do either way. It'd be nice if I didn't have to have a bus boycott, but bring it. Bus boycotts lead to great speeches, don't they? Yeah. Let's see. What happened? Oh, yeah. This past week, I had a modeling job. I have, you know, something really fascinating happened. You're talking about the podcast weekly here. The what comes across my desk. And there wasn't much across my desk. While I was away for 3 days, my rosemary plant got all dry and crispy. I did just, you know, modeling careers are really terrible for a 60-cent rosemary plant. You spend 60 cents on a rosemary plant, and it could die. You know, it's not quite dead. It was just crusty and a lot of the, I don't know if they're leaves, they're needles, whatever they are. It's evergreen-ish, but it doesn't live forever, clearly. But a lot of the whatever they are harvestable. So I'll probably end up cooking with them, which is what rosemary is for anyway. So the beautiful thing about rosemary, you let the bush grow, travel for a couple of days, come back, you can cook, you know. then you got to go buy a new rosemary plant, but. No, I've been nursing it back. It has lots of greenness. It looks like it's got cute little sprouts. So the root and the stem and the tree seems to be in place. It doesn't seem to have been wasted, but definitely it seems to be shedding its foliage. Or a lot of it. We'll see. I'm getting my green thumb. You know, I'm working. I've got an aloe plant that's going ape. It's got two or three new sticky thingies, stick'em finger, whatever the aloe foliage thingies are called. I don't know, spriny, can we call them sprinies? Is that a word, spriny? Albeit the biggest news of the week is that the rosemary plant is having a water crisis. I went up north. See, I'm in the south in Tainan, and Tainan is the old people's. It's the original capital, the old people's city. It's the people wearing Armani suits from 20 years ago. You know, that sort of a culture anyway, and. Behind the times, you've got the government trying to build a subway system. They can't build everything because some people don't want to leave their houses for eminent domain. And then so just the whole thing's being incompetently handled. And then they send a wrecking machine or whatever to the house, even though they don't have approval from the landowner yet. They'll probably get it because everyone will say, please let us have a subway system. But it's like the people are like, don't bully. Let them move out of their house when they're ready. So that anyhow, but you've got bullying happening. And it's interesting because the government has said that they can't doze the building until they have the approval of the owner, at least approval, whatever. But see, you're supposed to sell. In America, we'd say sell the house. The government has to buy the land. But see, in Taiwan, it would be the government sign or the owner signs off on it. Like the owner says, okay, so maybe the owner even still owns the land and the government leases it. But it's interesting how the culture works. In America, we'd say the government has to purchase the property. In Taiwan, they'd say they have to have the owner's permission. It's how the culture thinks. Very, very, very fascinating difference. It does. I mean, it's half a dozen of one and six of another. It's the same thing, but just the way they chalk it and the way they describe things is different. So, The thing is, there's probably some company that wants to hurry up and charge money for the dozing bill, or wants to hurry up and build the stuff so they can sell the steel for the new bill. Like, someone might have money to gain and they're putting pressure on someone else, and it's not coming from the government. The thing is, there's lack of oversight. They don't have enough anti-graft investigation stuff, or whatever, internal auditing, you know, something, you know, compliance. So they're figuring it out, though. Taiwan's figuring this stuff out. Long ago, several years ago, why am I getting into Taiwan issues and it's not the Taiwan special? Why am I? All right, you know what? I could go into what's been happening there. So what's come across my desk? I'm down here in the South, and that stuff's happening. I traveled up north to Taichung. You probably see it pronounced Taichung, which makes no phonetic sense at all. The only city that I pronounce by the American spelling, English spelling, is Taipei, just because it's so pronounced. Everything else, I just say it in Chinese. So you might say this Taichung nonsense, I'll say, which is fine, because that's what you see, but I'll say Taichung, and so, you know, that's, it shouldn't be a CH, it should be a JH or a ZH, not a CH, because that's a different sound. No. The Taipei should be Taipei with a B. But actually, the don't tell anyone I said this, but the P is kind of sexy. Like the Taipei just really, you know, it's all light. You know, it's all light aspirated sounds without those voiced stops. Hashtag English teacher. So I'm, phoneticist, linguist, Bible translator, theologian par excellence, the all podcast father, the benevolent dictator of the podcast, and for this time, what you choose to listen to is under my complete dictatorial control, because I am the controller of the words that come out of my mouth. And I hope you're the controller and the benevolent dictator, the words that come out of your mouth. Don't let anyone else put words in your mouth. So I go up to Taichung, as they like to say, Taichung, and well, it actually, it's Dong. It should be Dong. Jong. It's like a deep Z sound. We don't, the phonetic alphabet doesn't have a letter for it. The phonetic alphabet has all the sounds the human mouth can make. No, it doesn't. Made that without going to China. So it's up in Taichung, and Zhong actually means center. And it's actually Zhong, Zhongguo, which is the Chinese name for China. Zhong appears on a lot of places. Center, Zhongqin, like a community center. Doctor's son, Sun Yat-sen, has the name Zhong in his name. Chiang Kai-shek, you know, he was the monster. Or no. Doctor's son was a Christian that wanted to make China awesome, and he did. And then he died, and all the idiots came along and took his shoes and said that they were following him when they weren't. And you know what that means if you know the Steele Theorem of Decline and Monkeys in the Jungle. People trying to, you know, in their little groups trying to take over everyone else's work. Right. Oh, dear, we could talk about YouTube talent on that one. So I went up there and did the modeling shoot. Maybe I'll talk about it in the details, but it's gone all week. It was great. Came back. And that's mostly what's been across my desk. That and video editing. I went out and did a late night street skate with the gang. Oh, boy, it was fun. Made a video. It's on my Taiwan Instagram account, which no one follows. At least none of you follow. Neither of you follow. So I'm, which is fine. It's fine. It's a lot of Chinese anyway. It'd probably be boring. So it's been interesting. The other thing is this. While I was gone, I had a fluke with both of my server companies. The old company stood me up for a meeting. We're sending invitations. I never got one. The meeting's going on. Where's my invitation? No response. And then after the meeting, they messaged me finally. My new server company said, you no longer get your wholesale discount because you're doing nothing. I'm like, I'm busy. I want to do it. I love you guys. And they messaged me back. Okay, Jesse, we love you. You can stay with us. Okay, we got it. We know what you're doing. A lot of people aren't serious. We're just, you know... So I'm kind of thinking that I want to move away from my old server company toward the new one. I don't want to say the names. I'll get into it later. But I'm making a move from an old one to a new one. And because you listen to the podcast weekly, you know that I've got good reasons for that. So I'm moving to a new server company. You're going to find out about that in the future. Love you. See you tomorrow. Taiwan's best.